With three big hits behind them, 10cc settled down in the Strawberry Studios at Stockport to start work on a new single. First, a run-through. They already have some idea about the kind of sound they want, but initially each member wants to build up an atmosphere that will allow their considerable musical talents to combine and develop. Making a tape takes time, energy, and terrific concentration. It's not unknown for the group to reject a whole day's material, nor for an album track to take 3 weeks to produce. But in their philosophy, perfection is only just sufficient. Behind a double thickness of glass sits the sound mixer, a kind of electronic conductor whose job is to record the tape. Right now, he listens. His work starts later. 10cc are pleased with the initial run-throughs. They now begin to lay down the backing track, the rhythmic foundations of The Dean and I. For Peter Tattersall, the sound mixer, this is the time when his work really begins. He'll probably stay at his desk for the next couple of days, because no one goes home until everyone is happy with the final product.
Okay, well, come have a listen.
Amateur.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, let's try a few, do you know those sort of train noises?
Yeah.
Through the phaser. Yeah.
Let's phase it.
We'll phase it.
To your phasing control.
Okay, we'll do that.
And that also recurs during the middle of the song as well.
Yeah.
We'll repeat the train sound each time it comes round.
Yeah. Okay.
Kevin Godley, mics and earphones, begins his solitary performance in his own glass booth. Every member of the group has his own microphone, sometimes two, which in turn are fed through the mixer onto his own track on the 2-inch master tape. The sound mixer can hear every note played, and he can control how loud or soft an instrument will appear on the final tape, as well as all the other technical wizardry that 10cc demand for their highly individual sound. But in spite of all the electronic apparatus, there's still no substitute for good musicianship. Graham Gouldman, bass guitar. Eric Stewart, who put up the money with Peter Tattersall to buy and equip the Strawberry Studios. Who with Kevin Godley writes many of the group's songs.
Yeah, how many vocals is going on?
It's about 4 or 5 tracks of vocals, I should think. So we've got to...
We can all do the 100 guys.
We can bounce if we wanted to. We can bounce the guitars together if we wanted to. Okay.
Anything else in it? Maybe, yes.
How about tambourine?
A what?
Tom-tom.
Wait,
bum-bum in the middle.
Mm. And I'll do a...
Yeah.
One echo.
Let's do it then.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, this one gift that I was heaven bound. Now,
10cc, hearing the backing track through headphones, record the vocals.
But in the eyes of the dean, his daughter was doing what she shouldn't have ordered. But a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. The consequence should be church bells.
But on this side of the glass, everything is audible, and singing means everybody sings.
They would be... rolling and kissing. Now the pain's appearing. Now when the chips are down. Now you kind of lose all feeling. Now your head goes round and round. My ship came in with a cargo of dollars. My name lit up on the prow. It's a wonderful world when you're rolling in dollars.
Rolling in dollars. Now.
Great.
With the vocals taped, Peter now sets up for the final edition.
Hey kids, let me tell you how I met your mom. We were dancing and romancing.
Lol and Eric.
It was no infatuation, but a graduation from a boy.
Kevin, out in the open for once. And Graham, getting his tambourine together. With these final touches safely taped, 10cc can go. But now all the tracks must be mixed and balanced. A precise art with no real rules. Peter will probably stay all night. And Thomas Edison, himself a night bird of perfection, would surely have approved.
When you're rolling in dollars.